You checking out the Mix Show Madness with DJ Rampage.
Haters, step aside.
Make some noise!
Get ready.
The Lance J Radio Network.
Rapping.
Howard University Radio. Right here on
Sirius XM.
Channel 141. Yep.
Let's go.
Let's go. Let's go.
My rap's a trifle. I shoot slugs from my brain just like a rifle. Stampede the stage, I leave the microphone split. Play Mr. Tuffy while I'm on some pretty tones. It's herbal assassin, my architect pleases. When I was 12, I went to hell for snuffing Jesus. Nasty Nas is a rebel to America. Police murderer, I'm causing hysteria. My troops roll up with a strange force. I was trapped in a cage and lit out by the main source. Swimming in women like a lifeguard. Put on a bulletproof Nick, I fight hard. Kidnapped the president's wife without a plan. And hanging Elsa in the Ku Klux Klan. I melt mics till the sound waves over. Before stepping to me, I'd rather step to Jehovah. Slamming MCs on cement. Cause verbally, I'm iller than an AIDS patient. I move swift and uplift your mind. Shoot the gift when I rip and rhyme. Rapping sniper, speaking real words. My thoughts react like Steven Spielberg's. Poetry attacks, paragraphs punch hard. My brain is insane, I'm out to lunch guard. Science is dropped, my raps are toxic. My voice box locks and excels like a rocket.
Merciful and they curse me when I grip the mic. I show no mercy. I got heart. I rip the party apart from the scenes and hem them up like bell bottom jeans. But you get done. You get blues like 501. Brothers alive, but I bet you I'm live, son. So let me get upon the scene and redeem the dream of a team and knock them out like Mitch Green. Smoke some top, we float at a high speed. Rap on, off break, starving like North Lakes. Cause I'm living larger than the founders of 50 and Asiatic brothers that many rappers envy. So round up your crew and entourage and let the God merciful just take charge.
What did you think, Smurf? When it's always me, it's like Saturday night at midnight.
Okay.
Like 11:45. I don't know when you found out about it, but I'm just chilling. Chilling with the missus. You hear the ESPN doo-doo-doo-doo-doo-doo. I have the alerts on my phone.
Yeah.
And it says Luka Doncic traded.
I can tell you
to
right
the
now.
Los Angeles Lakers. I thought it was a typo, so I'm just like, I was like, nah,
no. I knew that. It was fake. I went to sleep.
That can't be true.
I saw something like
this can't be.
Scrolling on Twitter,
right?
And like, I was like in bed, like about to go to sleep because it was like 11, 12 o'clock, and it was like on a weekday. I was like halfway, you know, and I'm just like, I'm scrolling, and you know, there's all kinds of like NBA Central, which is like a spoof of Central, and like Ball Sack Sports. And they're big pages.
Ball sacks.
Well, they've gotten a lot of people too. But I just knew it was one of those like meme pages. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And I saw the whole tweet and I was just like, cute. And went to sleep.
Right. That's the same page they're like Patrick Mahomes to be cut from the Chiefs.
Yeah.
Right?
Patrick Andy Beverly's retired, winning the MVP.
Right.
No, but.
I gotta go check out Ball Sack Sports.
You do.
I don't get a chance to say that on the radio too often.
But, and I just went to, I was like, yeah, well, this is bullshit. Cute, right. You know, and I woke up the next morning and I was, it's kind of like a, what's his name? Shams?
Right,
whatever?
When he, because it's Shams. Legit once he gets to, I keep, he's new, so I don't, you know, I'm used to
Woj retired though.
He just said, F this. Like, I haven't had enough of, I think he said, I know that, hey, he's battling cancer.
Yeah.
But he talked about, he's just like, look,
I gotta live my life.
I'm just trying to spend some time with my wife and,
like I told them conservatives, go have sex with your wife.
About what's going on. So that's interesting. But, you know, so when I first saw it, I didn't believe it.
Yeah.
And then I have to forget. You know, I mean, I sometimes forget. I mean, our platform isn't the biggest platform in the country, but I'm a credentialed media sports person.
Mm-hmm.
So I started getting people checking me out. Like, if you heard about this, and I started getting a lot of texts and stuff like that, it's like midnight.
Yeah.
And it turns out to be true.
Yeah.
And so I had some thoughts about it. I usually will let a story marinate for 2 or 3 days before I speak on it, before I talk about it on the show. Mm-hmm. I want to get all of the details. And this is what I think happened. And I know it breaks. So I think two things happened. A, it's a home run for the Lakers, right? It's just, if you're the Lakers, and we could do improv on that. Imagine that would be a short improv.
Mm-hmm.
If the GM of Dallas calls and said, hey, would you like to have Luke? Yes.
We could do that improv, honestly. Literally would just have to say that line. Right. And I could be Rob Palenka.
Yeah, just that'd be the end. So if I'm doing improv, yeah. I'm not a comedian. I'm just like, you know, I call Smirk up, and Smirk is Rob Palenka.
Yeah.
And I saying ring, ring, ring. You know, Mr. Palenka, you know, we have a brilliant idea. We would love to give you Luka. And all we want in exchange is AD, who's 6 years older than Luka. Some scrub off the bench that I've never heard of, and a couple of basketballs.
Boop, boop, boop. I think one of the Jeannie's brothers is drunk texting me again.
Right.
Tell him to control the drug issues and get him off my line. Right. This is
no. We really want to give you Luka. Would you like Luka, or should we shop him? You know, we talked to Minnesota. We tried to see if we could get him for Ant, but they weren't really pushing for that. We would love to give you our rival in the Western Conference. We would love to give you one of the best players in the world in exchange for someone who would be retired in 3 years.
Now, this
would you be interested in that?
Now, this is really GM of the Mavericks.
Now, Rob, you only have 3 minutes to make a decision. So you gotta make a decision now. Yes or no? You want Luka?
Are you on drugs, man? Are you okay? Like, do I need to call somebody?
Right.
Are you okay?
Right.
What did Mark Cuban do to you?
We will have him on a plane. On the G5, we'll have him on the G5 heading to L.A.
You want to give me Luka?
He'll be Doncic. There. He'll be there by Sunday night.
And you want AD?
That's all we want.
Max Christie. I didn't even met Max Christie.
We don't even know who Max Christie is.
I don't know what he looks like
on the roster.
Yeah,
like when on the team photo is an avatar of Max Christie.
It's a created player. He's a created player on 2K.
So would you like?
I've never met him.
Would you like to make that trade? Yes or no?
Let me tell you something. I don't know if this is some kind of Shark Tank deal that Cuban is trying to boost the rank. I don't know what this is.
But Mark Cuban is not running stuff here anymore. Like Mark Cuban.
Apparently not. Apparently, y'all holding him high. You said you're the captain now, didn't you?
Right. I'm the captain of the ship.
And all you want is AD and some created 2K player.
That's all we want. That's all we want.
You don't want Kobe's statue. You don't want.
We don't want Kobe's statue.
You don't want Santa Monica Pier.
We
want
to let Kobe rest in peace, man.
Half a Disneyland.
We want Luka to torch us just like Kobe torched us, though. So we want to relive the memories. It'll just be a 77 instead of a 24.
Well, I'll tell you what. You drive a hard bargain.
Hardest bargain, and that's you know, Lino does it better when he's here. But we always do a little improv. So I appreciate Smirk improvising with me as a non-comedian. But these are my thoughts.
It's literally how the call went. That was real footage.
Right. These are my thoughts. For the Lakers, it's a home run.
Yeah.
When I saw him and LeBron, because now what you have is the ability for him and LeBron to play 48 minutes between the two of them. So one of them is always on the court. So you always have an alpha male on the court. So people said, well, they share the ball together. Well, they don't even have to play together, but maybe 20 minutes a game.
The first five and the last five.
Right. Well, you know, maybe in the last five going into halftime.
Yeah,
So maybe 15 minutes a game. Mm-hmm. But subbing LeBron out and bringing Luka in is tough on, you know.
It's witchcraft.
It's witchcraft. That's very well
put. That is just
so. But the other piece of it, where I also understand, Luka's value to the Lakers is more than his value to the Mavericks. The Mavericks playing that luxury tax and paying $350 on a Supermax deal for someone who's a one-dimensional player, although the best one-dimensional player in the NBA.
Yeah, he's a top three player in the world.
A one-dimensional player, though.
Yeah.
Doesn't play defense, not in shape, doesn't necessarily rebound. It's just kind of a solo artist.
He does rebound. He averages damn near a triple-double.
All right, well.
He averages 8 rebounds a game.
I see. Excuse me.
I don't know if you can call it. He doesn't play a lot of defense, but one-dimensional is kind
of
crazy.
Out of shape.
They say that.
I see where Dallas says, we don't want to pay top dollar for this, and we'd rather pool our resources.
I don't think it makes any sense even
still. But I feel like if you want to trade him, you got to get Ant Edwards. You got to get someone that's a superstar.
Even Edwards and
that's Luka young.
Doncic, I get it.
You can't trade him for someone that's 32.
Yeah.
And has been injury prone. That's the part that doesn't make any sense.
But is there anybody in the NBA right now that has a higher ceiling that is like 25 and under, other than Luka? Like,
but I don't think that Dallas feels that he has a high ceiling. I think Dallas is saying, we don't want to pay him almost $400 million, just $70 million a year.
He walked y'all to the finals last year with one leg.
I'm just saying that's
he
what
walked y'all there.
Now, you know, his fan base, now Nico's fan base, we talk about Luigi, we talk about Kendrick with insecurity.
Oh, he's going to be the next healthcare CEO.
It's getting ugly in Dallas. Like, the fans are chanting to fire him at games. Like, people are coming for him personally.
If the DA
people want to bring David Stern, the ghost of David Stern, back to reverse the trade. People are mad at Adam Silver. Like, it's really getting ugly after this trade. But I just, as a LeBron guy, what do you feel about Luka coming over and him passing the torch? And what do you feel about legitimately, does this give LeBron another shot at another ring on his way out? Because at 40, he's playing amazing.
Dude,
he's one of the best five players in the league.
Dude,
I want to get whatever he's on.
Yeah. So does Luka.
Because he's dunking on people. Like, he's not, you know, when Jordan was old, Jordan was doing the pump fake and the J work, but he wasn't going down.
This ain't no Washington Wizards, right. LeBron. We hadn't seen that yet. Right. I feel like even with AD, I mean, they had a shot this year. I'm not saying they had a shot. They're the best they've looked since 2020, since they won the title, by far. I mean, they're 12 games over 500, like 3-4th seed in the West.
Right,
they're doing good. They don't have any depth at the big position. Jackson Hayes is not a starting playoff center at all. Unless something just crazy, unless he just becomes one in a month. Alex Lynn, you want to talk about
You think LeBron could play a little center? Like, they go small ball?
He definitely can, but that's, I wouldn't want him doing that often. If you want if you want him to be fully who he is in the playoffs, you don't want him playing center. He's capable, but
I think him and Jokic would be an interesting matchup.
Yeah, Jokic is an alien from outer space. Right. Jokic is, Adam Silver created him in a laboratory. Right. Man, I think they got a good shot. Right. I think they got a good shot if Luka is healthy, if Luka's in rhythm. Look what the team that he got to the finals. You mean to tell me you had LeBron James, Austin Reeves,
Reeves is a baller.
Who's the, killing it. I mean, looks like the leading character of White Men Can't Jump. He's
Connect, too.
Yeah, again.
They have a monopoly on Caucasian guards who can put up 40.
You know, Dalton Connect got traded and came back within 48 hours.
Right.
Yeah. Right. They're throwing that little kid around like nothing. If I'm him, though, I'm just happy I landed back in L.A.
Right.
I'm too young to even have a son. Listen, I'm going to take this and just now I'm back with LeBron and Luka. So this is good.
I know that this has to make you happy, man, to see your man. If LeBron... So let's say that they go on a run and they win a championship. I don't think that's going to happen.
Who you got this year?
Let's say
Boston.
I always stick with who I pick at the beginning. I pick Boston to win again.
Mm-hmm.
I think very highly of Oklahoma City. Yeah. I think that they're the team that's coming. And we don't have time to talk about this.
So you buy into OKC. Like, you believe the hype.
I watched Michael Jordan play.
Yeah.
And SGA is not Jordan.
Okay.
Because he doesn't. If he had a 50-inch vert, he would be Jordan. He has Jordan tendencies. He's just not as athletic. He doesn't have the athleticism that Kobe.
That's a wild statement.
But as far as his game, I'm just talking about his game being a machine every night, 31 points.
He's probably the leading MVP candidate this season.
But he doesn't. You know, Jordan had that explosiveness. You know, that's not SGA's
game. What made Jordan Jordan?
But as far as his mid-range and as far as his shot selection. And as far as his
has he proven that in the playoffs?
He hasn't.
Yes. So
we got to see that. But
is he going to be Paul George in 10 years?
He reminds me a lot of Jordan and Kobe. Okay. But we've got to see the growth on the defensive end. But just in his offensive mechanics, he reminds me a lot of those two players. I'm not saying that he's those guys.
Or he could end up being Paul George.
He could be Paul George, absolutely.
We don't know, because Paul George in 2013 was scaring me Indiana.
He was scaring the crap out of people.
Yeah.
But I think Paul George... more dependent on the three. Paul George was more streaky. What I like about SGA, every night he's giving you 29, 28, 31, 32. He's not giving you 60 points. And then the next night, Luka, you don't know. Luka put up 75. You don't know what Luka's going to do. And then he might have a night he puts up 12.
Yeah.
But I think SGA is just a machine. He's
so you're higher on SGA than you are Luka for the next 10 years?
Basketball, yes. Business, no.
Ain't no more verses. Got shit rocking like I'm about to just drop some new a bastard child at the age of 16 get the game. Yeah, man.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.
I have moderate to severe plaque psoriasis. Now there's Skyrizi.
Things are getting clearer. Yeah, I feel free to bare my skin. Yeah, that's all me. Nothing in me.
Clearer with Skyrizi. 3 out of 4 people achieved 90% clearer skin at 4 months. Of those, nearly 9 out of 10 sustained it through 1 year. And Skyrizi is 4 doses a year after 2 starter doses.
I see nothing in a different way. And it's my moment, so I just gotta say.
Skyrizi may increase your risk of infections and lower your ability to fight them. Before treatment, your doctor should check you for infections and tuberculosis. Tell your doctor if you have an infection or symptoms, such as fever, sweats, chills, muscle aches, or coughs, or if you plan to or recently received a vaccine. Ask your dermatologist about Skyrizi.
James Lewis.
Don't ask me for any GoFundMe stuff. Don't. If you're not, you know, if you're my family, if you're my people, if we're crew, if your kids are my god kids, my nieces, my nephews, then that's different. But if I don't know you like that, don't ask me for money. If you just because you went to church with me, don't ask me for money.
Rampage, the first lieutenant of the Universal Flipmo Squad.
I'm talking about you tools that are out there trying to raise money so your kids can go to Spain for the summer. Or Australia. Or you're trying to send your kid to some type of basketball camp so they can work on their broke three-pointer.
You are listening to the Lanch J Radio Network.